Neither Brooke Shields nor the life she's led has ever been considered ordinary. Her parents divorced when she was 5 months old, and she was primarily raised by her mother, Terry. Her first modeling job came before she was even a year old, and the career that followed made her the most famous and recognizable child, and then teen, of her generation. All of her success came with Terry at the helm. In Shields' new memoir, There Was a Little Girl, The Real Story of My Mother and Me, Shields opens up about her complicated and layered relationship with her mother. There Was a Little Girl is Brooke's chance to set the record straight, welcoming the good along with the bad, in an honest portrayal of their bond, shaped by both laughter and tears. And it is a great pleasure to welcome Brooke Shields to the roundtable this morning. Brooke, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
When you started to write this book, you talk about how it ultimately came out of reading an obituary about your mother. And what was that experience like that said, I want to do something more about this?
Well, I went through the normal, you know, it's not fair, and I cried, and I was angry, and I was going to write an op-ed piece, and I was going to, you know, write horrible letters, and, you know, and then I settled down. And I just, it was a horrible experience. And it was one of those things where I would say, why do they care? Why does anybody care? And what they care about is not what happened. And from that, I thought, God, I've been doing this for decades. I have been defending myself and defending her. And that's what happens when you're in the public eye. And you're never going to satisfy everybody. But it is my turn to simply tell the story the way I remember it, the way my diaries, which I kept vigilantly, what I experienced as the person that everybody thought they really, really knew.
And the person they really, really knew was always connected to you, right? I mean, that was what they felt, because it wasn't really her specifically, it was Brooke Shields' mom.
Well, there is a sense of propriety that people have about people in the public eye. You know, they experience them in their living rooms. They buy the magazine and own it within their own houses, and they feel like they own the person that they are focusing on. And so they then could attack my mother for everything. You know, they could say she made a bad choice and this and she, and that's what you do. And she was a symbol for many decades of a lot of things, of a stage mother or whatever. And what I think people never really were privy to, and it was fine, nobody asked, is how I felt about it. They just assumed I was a victim and was tortured by it all. And what I really was tortured by was her alcoholism. I wasn't tortured by being in provocative movies or film, any of it. I was a kid. It was all play. Most of the time I had a body double. Most of the time it was just a great experience. I mean, the actuality of it versus the perception never undid me. I was unfazed by it, and people couldn't really reconcile that. But being basically an only child, because my parents were separated and I lived day to day with my mom, spent a lot of time with my father and his family. But that was what caused me the most angst for till the day she died. You know, that's 50 years almost of dealing with that, of living in fear, of, you know, being embarrassed, of being constantly worried that your life source is going to die. You know, that is the piece that, you know, people, you know, they wanted to call her a drunk who, you know, prostituted me. There's so much more, the headline is so much more, you know, grabs you more with that. I was living it, and I was experiencing it differently. Her alcoholism took such precedence over any other area of my life, and she was my first love, you know, and that, I was strapped to her chest as a baby because she was so afraid I was going to die.
I do want to talk about the alcoholism, but one of the things that you mentioned of that idea that she was the stereotypical stage mom, you write in the book that, quote, we kind of just kept rolling with whatever came our way. It was not a relentless pursuit.
And there are ways in hindsight to look at that. And I have had moments where I've said, there was no thought, you know, I could have been doing all these other movies, and why did I become this, you know, famous person when I was never considered? I mean, you go through all of those things. And the truth was, we just were trying to live. We needed to pay our rent. Then we were able to get a car when we did this other project. And we didn't have... She didn't have a business sense, and she never thought of the full picture. She never thought the big picture. My mom was a hand, you know, to mouth type of a person. If she had money, she spent it because she had never had money in her life. And she just wanted to create a powerful entity. And in that those days, this was before Reality Stars, she was kind of creating a version of a reality star before it ever happened. You know, people cared about my virginity and they wanted to know what my grades were in school. And to her, that meant power and success and longevity, because as long as people were talking about you, you could make money and you could. It was never about, you know, go to acting class and become a thespian or... But, you know, she made my father pay for my education my whole life. And when I wanted to come home because I was so homesick and so lonely, she said, this education is never going to be able to be taken away from you. Do not miss out on this. You'll never forgive yourself. And she never went to school. You know, so that's what it was like for me. And yet the only through line that she ever focused on was me, not my career in its entirety, how, you know, maybe me becoming an icon and having hair dryers with my name on them, you know, maybe that, I'm not a hairdresser. You know, like, why would I come out with a hair dryer? You know, it's like, it's bizarre to have a doll of your face, you know? It's
just, yes.
But in that era, it just meant we were more sought after. We could live better. We were attacked, but we were also, you know, she would always say, at least they're talking about us. You, she would say, not us.
Yes.
She didn't never like that part, but she'd say, at least, you know, you'll look at us and you'll say, you know, as long as they're talking about you. And that was from that era of business sense.
At what point did you realize, because obviously now you can look back, but when did you realize growing up that your mother was an alcoholic, that this was an issue, that there were these swings in mood?
I was a baby. I mean, I was, God, it would have been 4 or 5. You know, when I watched my mom lose her balance and her ring got caught in a little girl's hair, and I'll never forget it. Because I wanted to scream, she didn't mean it, she didn't mean it, she loves kids. She's the cool mom to play with, like, we love her. But the kids' parents, you know, threw my mom out of the house because they thought she went over to their daughter and ripped at her hair. You know, listen, if there was a drunk woman in my house who tripped and fell into my kid, I'd probably beat the crap out of them, you know? So
right.
It's like, I remembered from that day on thinking, oh, I'm it. You know, if I don't look after her, there's no father on a daily basis. I mean, he looked after me and was very present, but he wasn't in the day-to-day. And, you know, she burned every bridge because people don't want to live with an alcoholic. They don't want to. It's a lot. And yet, there was no way I was ever going to leave her. So I was young.
Did your career suffer as a result of that? Because it seemed like you were able to keep it together.
It's a hard thing to do because on the one hand, it did. If you want to chart it and say, I was on my way to sort of becoming an actress, so to speak. You know, we define these people. You know, I was working with some of the greats, the great directors, and that can only be good. But that shifted rather seamlessly into becoming such a big name that it was hard for me to get cast in anything as an actress because the personality preceded it. You know, so that on one hand, I can look back and I can say, yeah, that's not a career move I would make now. But we're still looking at a career that's been over 40 years long. And maybe that would not have happened had that shift into personality not kept a foothold in an industry that is pretty obsessed with fame.
Mm.
You know, so I don't know. And I don't, like, every time I start to try to think about it, I'm left with, there's no point. Just look at today and look at where you are, and thank God I'm still able to do what I love to do.
When you do look at your career, though, is it that you can see and have a pride in the work that you did, or is it inextricably linked to what you were dealing with your mother and getting to that point of doing the work?
I'm probably one of the best people at compartmentalizing, and I am so proud of the work that I have done. I mean, it's amazing. I feel sometimes like one of those old, crazy movie stars, like playing old episodes of Suddenly Susan for my kids and going, look how funny Mom was. You know, like this, my ego totally like turns into like my own step, you know, stage mom for myself. And I'm proud of the work that I was, what I did with the work I was given. And I'm proud of who I am as a person dealing with the possibly extraordinary life that I had. You know, I have a really healthy life. My husband is unbelievable. My kids are solid. We have we've carved out our own little world, and to me, that I'm proud of that. I'm proud of my education. And I'm proud at the fact that I feel like I'm still looking forward, and I can't wait to see what I'm able to do creatively as well.
Brooke Shields' new memoir, There Was a Little Girl, The Real Story of My Mother and Me, is now out in paperback. It is published by Plume. Brooke Shields, a great pleasure. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much for speaking to me.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Again, the title of the book, There Was a Little Girl, The Real Story of My Mother and Me. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.